Okay. Chair would entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Motion by everyone, second by everyone. Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn, second by, we'll give this one to Congresswoman Pratt. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? We are out of executive session. All right, I think there was a question that was contemplated, and Ms. Gray, help us. Have we actually prosecuted any domestic violence cases in our tribal courts?
For non-natives under VAWA or just?
Yes.
Not yet.
Not yet. And so we are waiting on, I think you were describing, can you describe some of the things, that, the next steps that need to happen for us to get to that point?
I think there's next steps for all branches. Of course, there are things that the courts are going to have to put in place. There are things that executives going to have to put in place, and there are laws that we need to either amend or put in place. Because I think a lot of our laws are, they were grandfathered in when we changed forms of government. And so, you know, you guys have been very busy trying to catch up, but there's just a lot there. And this is one of the areas that we need to look at. So I think, you know, the intention has been put out there with the legislation that came through last year in the spring, and now there's just work for all of the branches to do to get us there. So like with the Tribal Law and Order Act, I don't know how much progress has been made on that side of things, because that's not an area where I have any say or, you know, any participation, because that would come more, I would think, under the Attorney General's and under the courts.
So is there a checklist? I know you referenced TLIP out of LA, right?
TLPI?
TLPI.
Yeah.
Tribal Law and Policy Institute.
Yes.
Are they in Hollywood? Is it the Hollywood, California group, or is it something?
I don't think so. Helena, Montana,
okay.
West St. Paul, and West Hollywood. So
okay.
There are three.
All right. Yeah, I know that group. Do they have checklists in their materials?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should follow, somebody take the lead and look at the materials, because that was I agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn that the concern that I had when we pushed that legislation through was that we were gonna do that, and then yet we weren't gonna be able to get where we really need to be, which is to be able to prosecute the cases.
Right.
So, yes.
Yes, and that's what we're getting started with now. We've been in discussion with the Attorney General. She's received a copy of that book. She's also collecting what some of the other tribes have done so that we can start a comparison and see what it is that we're missing. And also, we've included Trey in our group. And of course, anybody else who wants to be a part of that group as well. Trying to do it all in a good solid sweep this next time.
I have some names that I can give you from doing my tribal court assessments that I know which tribes are doing pretty well in VAWA areas, and I know some that could probably give us some anecdotes on, well, we tried this and that didn't work too well. Okay, yes?
Well, I'm glad to hear that there's a group working, and I think that quite possibly formalizing that group to move forward and to meet regularly will help this effort move forward, at least keep the light turned on so we know, you know, kind of like our searchlight, so we know where our beacon is that we're headed. And because, you know, I admit we have not been diligent to stay on top of this and implement. VAWA's been changed to benefit Native people now for 5-7 years. So we need to get moving.
Well, and there's more coming, because with this new with the reauthorization now, they're adding more. So up to this point, we could prosecute protective order violations, domestic assault and battery. Now we'll be able to add crimes against children, stalking, sexual assault, and crimes against police officers who make those calls. So it's expanding, you know, our exercising of our sovereignty and being able to protect the Native women on this reservation, not just the Osage women, but any Native woman on this reservation.
Right. I'm aware there, I don't know all the changes that you brought up, but I'm aware that they have expanded it. So I'm all for our legislation and our laws following it and implementation. By looking at other tribes, as Congresswoman Edwards has mentioned, that have had successful implementation. A lot of tribes have gone before us. Well, a few tribes have gone before us, and they've worked out the kinks. And I know that each tribe is different, but I think that we need to take lessons from lessons learned. So,
we really need our courts involved. There's a couple of domestic violence trainings that I'm involved in out in California, which can be brought here. And it would be nice for the court to, it doesn't really have to be the court, it's going through the courts because that's just my comfort area. But, you know, we could bring those trainings here and really get people up to speed. That involves bringing in some of the other folks. It's usually easier to get people to come when it's here. So we might talk to the court about that. I just feel like we've got to get, and I like the idea about the group. Is the domestic violence working group, the national domestic violence working group, still doing things, do you know?
Yes, and I've forwarded that information, also the ITWIG, to Congresswoman Stabler, so that, and also to Meredith Drent, and also to Holly Wells, because I feel like I can be a part of those meetings, but I don't do what they do, and they need to be there. They need to be on those calls, and they're actually going to be meeting in Oklahoma this summer, I believe at the Hard Rock, the Cherokee Nation Hard Rock.
Okay, Congresswoman Whitenorn.
Thank you, Ms. Grant. I'm so happy that in your position you're taking the lead on this. Might I suggest that when you send information that would be pertinent to moving this forward for the nation, that you also CC the Clerk of Congress on those emails, and that way she, if it's emailed to her, she distributes it to the full body, and then we can all share the same information. I would be interested in, if it's a webinar or a physical meeting, I would be interested in attending meetings of the sort. So that's just a suggestion.
You might think about asking for a committee, because early on we had a law and order committee that served the courts in terms of updating laws. And when we consolidated, that got taken out, much to my chagrin, because I really feel like there ought to be a champion, a group of people over here that are paying attention to that specifically. And I didn't feel like we should be necessarily leading the charge on that, the lawyers, but I think it would be helpful to have a committee.
It would.
That interfaces, because it's not really the, at least this is my impression of best practices. It's not, you know, the judges can bring to our attention, hey, here's some laws that we see that we're not able to work with very well because they contradict each other or whatever. But it's not their place to rewrite them. It's us and the AG. So I would be fully supportive of getting a committee together that could really focus on where we are in our laws with respect to violence against women and some of the things we want to do. So, yes.
Well, I wanted to add to that, and thank you for that, because that does help. And I've been using that information. That's been my education, trying to ramp up, getting ready to move into that. The other part of that, and I mentioned it just a little bit before, is that we need to really, really focus on training. On training, not just for all the staffs, but for the police departments and such. That was the one thing I learned over working in the village. And trying to work with the you know, drug violations and stuff out there, that if you don't prepare a case, that the federal level will not take that as a major crimes case unless it's in perfect working order for them to accept it. And that's where we seem to have a lot of downfall. There's mistakes that are made. The officers aren't trained enough trained up enough to know exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And I'm sure that happens with a lot of local law enforcement too, as well. So
I'll give you the contact, and I'll show you an agenda, and you can ask for funds to have a training that does involve prosecutors, police, judges.
Okay.
Because that's what this one is doing.
Okay, thank you.
We have there's an OVC grant that's tribal set aside. There are two phases. We were awarded under the first phase, and we submitted everything. So we're waiting sometime in April. We're supposed to be awarded the second phase. And I've added to that budget money to go towards training for everyone. So one of the things that we lined out was to have Kelly Stoner come in from the Tribal Law and Policy Institute to talk to the courts and to the members of Congress and law enforcement on her areas of expertise. And then we also put in to have someone come in from the Strangulation Prevention Institute to talk specifically to our law enforcement and to our courts so that they know everything there is to know about those cases. I went to a 4-day training on strangulation. And in that training were law enforcement officers, judges, prosecutors, nurses, doctors, advocates, anyone who touches that case, so that we could learn all aspects of working that case successfully, collecting evidence, and being able to prosecute that case. So I've put money aside in that budget to have them come in and train our people as well. And then the third one is kind of still up in the air. I was going to try to have, if we can manage it, have Lindy Bancroft come in, if there are enough funds left in there for that, to talk about just how abusers operate, because I believe that will help us with our law enforcement, with the courts, with our advocates. And if you guys, you know, members of Congress want to be there, I think it would also help in just in writing laws to kind of be aware of what loopholes abusers gravitate towards to get away with things.
Yep. So it sounds like there's plenty of funding available. I know that this training I'm talking about was actually about hands-on, this is how you do it, because that seems like you can hear the theory, but then when it comes down to how do I actually do this, that's where there's some hiccups. And that's what was being noticed in some valid jurisdictions. So they focused on actually, this is what the report needs to look like. This is what the protective order needs mm-hmm. to say. This is how you go domesticate the protective order somewhere else. So I think all that sounds great, and I think we can work on that. Does anyone have any amendments to the legislation that's before us? Seeing none, is there movement on the bill? Wait, back up. Congressman Potts.
I was making a motion.
I think you lost out to Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Okay. Oh, we're highly competitive today. Move the report on CA 1925 to Congress with a DPS second recommendation.
It looks like you lost again, Congressman Potts. I think it's appropriate for the women to be making the motions on this one. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. The motion passes. ONCA 1925 will be reported to the Congress with a due pass recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, committee.
Debbie Gray for coming. Others, thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Gray, for the work you do for our Osage women. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your work as well.
All right. Next item on the agenda, I think I was asked actually to pull this from the agenda. So guess what? You want to go back to looking at the at ONCA 1912, or do you want to go eat lunch? We have an hour.
Right now we have an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 11:30. You're advertised till 12:30 on this meeting.
Right.
What time is it?
11:40.
We can work 20 minutes on it. I'd like to.
Eat at lunch at noon. Okay. All right. So back to ONCA 1912. Let's take a 5-minute recess. Want to?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's pull back up 1912. I might be able to write a quick amendment. Do you have some amendments?
I have some questions.